Chon aye don't it for MTN.
Catch all the action live at stadiums around the country at the Stanbic Uganda Cup.
Stanbic Bank is regulated by the Bank of Uganda and customer deposits are protected by the Deposit Protection Fund up to 10 million shillings. Terms and conditions apply.
You bet your toyo chawa chelme o chawari o ching baraja o ching a beach. Na kele ubedo, Airtel. Cho school fees ma megi ki Airtel money. Dista, a chel, a boro, a beach, ash. Iye na ma bichel. Onyo tiki my Airtel app. Tichkede yo, tiyo chuchot. Kunwa dwoke chen, iyo madwong makara chel.
Kombeti chawa yo meotiko.
A 45-year-old woman arrested for forcing stepson to swallow needles. Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock news on Radio Europe with me, Patience Giramia Trina.
This is the latest news on Radio Europe, connecting the community with local and international news only on 95.7 Radio Europe.
Good morning and thank you for tuning in to join me for the news in full detail. A delegates conference for Gulu Main Market Vendors Association failed to take place on Monday, May the 4th, 2026, disrupting efforts to address a leadership crisis and restore accountability. The meeting was meant to approve an independent audit of the association's finance, which have reportedly not been reviewed for 5 years. Deputy Resident City Commissioner Peter Banya blamed the collapse on poor communication between the association, security committee and the town clerk's office. Although the town clerk was expected to preside, the arrangement was not formally communicated and the office did not attend. Delegates from 29 market sectors had gathered by 10 a.m., but the meeting was called off after a no-show by town clerk. The association, presenting over 4,000 vendors, is split by internal wrangles, with some leaders accusing chairperson Patrick Omaya of mismanagement and overstaying in office, the claims he denies. Security authorities are put on hold, elections pending an audit, and efforts are underway to reconvene the meeting on May the 6th. The head teacher of Kodli Tonkwiri Primary School in Ongaro sub-county of Moro District has raised concern over a sharp drop in pupil enrollment this year. Lucia Bay says the school's population fell from 326 pupils at the end of 2025 to 266 in the first term of 2026. She attributes the decline to parents from Dira and Onerogwok villages transferring their children to Kochko Primary School due to safety concerns. Abe explains that pupils can no longer stay safe across the flooded Ochega stream after makeshift wooden crossings were washed away, putting children at risk. Ongaro sub-county chairperson Martin Ochara notes that the situation, saying the stream requires about 4 culverts to allow safe access of learners, teachers and the community. He adds that although the district had pledged to construct a culvert bridge during recent road works, this was not done. District officials now say plans are in place to address the problem in the 2026-2027 financial year. Police in Mitoma District have arrested a 45-year-old woman, Juliet Tushabenomwe, accused of forcing her 8-year-old stepson to swallow needles. She was arrested on May the 1st, 2026 and charged with attempted murder as investigations continue at Mitoma Central Police Station. Police say the child had suffered severe abdominal pain for almost 2 weeks before being taken for a medical examination. Medical scan results reportedly revealed metallic objects in his stomach. He was later referred to Mbarara Regional Referral Hospital, where he is undergoing treatment after surgery. Medical sources say at least 46 needles have so far been removed, with more procedures expected. Investigators allege the suspect wrapped the needles in the paper before forcing the child to swallow them. Police and local leaders have condemned the incident, calling for increased reporting of child abuse cases. The High Court in Iganga has received 10 parliamentary election petitions from across eastern Uganda following the recent general elections. Four petitions come from Namutumba district, mainly involving NRM candidates challenging independent winners. Among them, Emmanuel Maganda Katoko is contesting the victory of Lands Minister Persis Namuganza. Other petitions have been filed in Bugweri district, Kaliro district, Iganga district, Bugiri district, and Namayingo district. Key issues raised include alleged electoral irregularities, disputes over party primaries, and claim that some winners lack the required academic qualifications. The judiciary is now preparing to hear the cases as the post-election legal battles unfold. You're still listening to the news on Radio Rupin with me, Patience. Now the news around Africa. After months of stalled negotiations, Zambia has explained why its health funding talks with the United States reached a deadlock. Authorities say discussions collapsed over controversial conditions tied to critical minerals and data sharing requirements. Zambia raised concerns that some provisions could violate citizens' privacy rights. The proposed deal, part of Washington's new approach to tightly manage aid following the closure of USAID, offered about $2 billion over 5 years. However, Zambia's foreign minister said negotiations were halted due to unacceptable terms. A leaked draft earlier showed funding would start at $320 million this year and gradually drop to $112 million by 2030, significantly lower than the over $400 million Zambia received in 2024. And finally, let's have a look at our sports.
This is Sports News on Radio Rubin.
Phil Foden has reached an agreement on a new 4-year contract with Manchester City that will keep him at the Etihad Stadium until 2030. The 25-year-old's current deal was due to expire next season. Despite a drop in form, he has not scored since mid-December, but City continue to have faith in the midfielder, who has made over 360 appearances and won multiple trophies, including 6 Premier League titles and the Champions League. Foden came off the bench in City's 3-3 draw with Everton, leaving them 5 points behind leaders Arsenal with a game in hand. He is also hoping to secure a place in England's squad for the upcoming World Cup, though national team coach Thomas Tuchel says the selection is not guaranteed. And with this, you do come to the end of the 8 o'clock news on Radio Rupin with me, Patience Giramiatrina. Thank you for tuning in. It is 9 minutes past 8. Do have yourself a lovely morning.
That was the latest news on this hour, keeping you informed and up to date only on 95.7 Radio Rupin. Yukman Mechor Toyo, Chawario, Meo Chawa Dekmu Diku, La Kelunaye, Gentex, La Gamme Pipe, Morican Bori, Chakoki Double Wall Pipes, New Kerewe PPR Pipes, UPVC Pipes, HDPE Pipes, Kachelki Drip Line Irrigation System, Magiwen Chipiri, Metico Meno, Water Gutters, Gayo Picot, Peme Ballo, Kitki Moikeri Palumamegi, Connecti Red Gang, La Geru, Unula Fu, Gentex, Jeki Jem Marwata Piri, Gonigichim in Aba Nota Dek Abuena Dek, Ario, Abora Bichel, Abuwen, Abor Not. When you try to get your WhatsApp, in number not a beer, a beer, not a real not. When you link website, make it www.gentexenterprise.com. Pinongonget matuot. Gentex, delivering water, empowering communities.
Malu Kikome, Unuan,